and a half at 521 and a half. December corn 343 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. March 357 and a quarter, down 4. May 366, down 4. July 373 and a half, down 4. November soybeans 942 and a quarter, now a half, down 9 1/4. January 950, down 9 3/4. Go out to July at 974, down 9 3/4. December soybean meal 327.70, down 280. December soybean oil 31.80, down 22. October live cattle 167.30, up 225. October feeders 240.55, up 210. And December lean hogs 90.15, down 42 and 1/2. Let's get them started. It's Tractor Wars has returned. When you call 217-244-9455 this morning with your pledge of support in agriculture, mention either Deer or Case, and you will get into a drawing for either a Case IH Magnum 370 CVT tractor or a John Deere replica tractor. Both are 1/16 scale. And when you do, consider giving at the 4 bits a day level. That's $120 a year, Les Schulte.
It is. And when you think about the value you receive from this station, if you use any of this information in your business, is it worth four bits? 4 bits a day. That's $120 a year. And you can put that on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Or maybe invest $10 a month. You can put it and become a sustaining friend of WILL. However you want to do it, support this service, because we also have a challenge going on. Some of our good ag friends have gotten together once again to put together a ag fund challenge for this drive. If we hear from at least 100 pledges this week that mention WILL Ag, they will add $5,250
wow.
to our pledge total. And we want to thank Risk Management. We want to thank Murray Wise and Associates, Ag and Investment Services, CBG Enterprises Incorporated, Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. We want to thank each and every one of them. Those are just a few of the businesses who have come together to put together this over $5,000 challenge.
And morning. We have three calls in thus far, and that is a great start. 97 more to go. To keep on pace, I would think that we would like to have 7 phone calls during this agricultural broadcast. You could be the first. Go to your phone at 217-244-9455. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the softness in the markets today?
That's harvest pressure. Everybody's out harvesting, and we haven't had much of that since, 2 weeks ago. We got 2 days in 1 week and 3 another through most of the Midwest. You get clear up to the northwestern Midwest and the northern Midwest, they've been drier than us. But here, it's still a little muddy in a few places.
So a little bit of harvest pressure going on, but not enough at this point to test the lows that we've had in October.
No. I mean, September lows, we went up 74 cents on beans in about 4 days. And on corn, we went up 40. We've backed off 14 on the corn, and we've backed off 30 to 35 in the beans from those highs. But we're still 35 away from the bean lows and about 25, 26 away from the corn highs.
So let me ask you a question. Are we going and carving out a sideways range in this market in the near term?
It could be that way. There's people thinking we'll make new lows in beans and get close to them in corn. There's others thinking we'll go to 60% plus retracement back down. And there are some that think we've seen the lows and we won't get that far. So there's everybody around the block in different places.
And if we are into a suspected trading range affair, what are some strategies that producers can use to maximize their profit?
They can sell out of the money calls. They can sell out of the money puts. We're in a trading range. Go back and forth. If we've seen lows, they can sell out of the money puts. If we've seen highs and think we're going to go back down for a while, they could sell out of the money calls. They could sell all their grain right now and buy March futures and save about 4 cents from what it would to be paying storage just to January. If you paid storage up into March, you'd save another 8 cents.
I know we're really concentrating on the harvest that's ahead of us right at the moment, but already we're beginning to get estimates about what will go into the ground in 2015. Informa says that corn acreage will decline 3.1 million acres to 87.8. Soybean acreage to climb 4.3 to 88.5 based on current profit scenarios. What do you make of that, and is it too soon to begin to look at harvest prices for next year?
We've been selling next year's corn and beans for 6 months, thinking that we're going to be lower next year than we were this year. So that's something we've been doing all along. As far as acres, I think you have to look at profit potential, and that's what they looked at, and that's where those acre estimates came from. If you've got corn that's not making any money and beans that are maybe making you a little, there'll be less corn and more beans.
What are we going to learn tonight from NASS about where we are in the harvest?
It's expected bean harvest anywhere from 50 to 60% done. We're normally about 60. It's expected corn to be up in the 35, and we're normally 50. You just don't know until they tell us. There was a still in the northwest part. Minnesota last week was over 60% done with soybeans. They didn't have any corn done, though, because their corn was too wet. After a week of drying, will their corn be starting to go, and will they have the beans finished up? Here in Illinois, we were 29 on beans and just couldn't get in the field. It was too muddy. How many people got in Saturday and Sunday to do something? I don't know, but it's as of Sunday. We should have more harvested of everything. It's just where did it happen at and how much occurred.
And the month of October influence for selling as the crop insurance revenue either rises or falls. What is your opinion about how the month will end out for crop insurance purposes?
I really don't have any idea where we'll go. In October, we immediately went up 35 in corn and, 70 in beans. Will we go back that amount in October? It wouldn't surprise me if we do that and have a price similar to where we ended the September at.
What else are you looking at before we let you go today?
Looking at the good weather ahead and harvest going on 24 hours a day.
If you can put somebody in the cab, the machine will be running.
That is correct.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois, one of just 21. Think of that for a moment. 21 different analysts that bring you agricultural information and weather each week. And if you use that in any way to help manage your business, now would be a good time to go to your phone and make a pledge of support to WILL Agriculture.
And now's a great time to do that. Well, we want to thank Pete and Bates Commodities. They're part of that over $5,000 challenge that we have during this fall fund drive.
I'll say that number again,
$5,250. And when we hear from 100 of you who use this service, will call in and make your pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Think about making a $10 or $20 a month commitment to this station, or maybe a $120 commitment, one-time pledge. You can put that on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Make sure you mention, Case or Deer?
Case or Deer.
To get into the drawing for the Tractor Wars, 217-244-9455.
This is where those cell phones come in handy at the end of the row. You just pull over.
Absolutely. Or maybe you're working, when you at lunchtime you're on your pad or your tablet or something like that. You can go to willag.org or willpledge.org and make your pledge right there, too.
And we thank you for that as well. Remember, We are trying to also raise $95,000 in drive total for this drive, and your call will go a long way in helping us meet our overall goal. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.